This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch habayim. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah, Daf Hashavua. We're learning Simon Kuf Samach, Sif Yud Gimel. Simon Kuf Samach, Sif Yud Gimel. Tzarech Sheyehe Bamayim Revias. The water needs to have a revias. There needs to be a revias of water. See the Mishnah Berurah. Shekein tiknu chachamim lenatil asidayim. So is what the Chachamim enacted for Netilas Yadayim. V'shoivcha b'shnei pa'amim al yadav. You pour it twice on your hands. D'b'pam rishayin mitar hayadayim. The first time the hands become pure. But the water is tamei. U'v'shniya mitar ha'mayim shalim. The second ones purify the waters that are upon them. Kilakamei. V'im shafach revius kula b'vas achas al shtei yadav. If you poured the entire revius at one time on your two hands. Gam ke nitaru yadav. Your hands still become pure. Av shaloi shafach ela pamachas. Even though you only poured once. V'chamevar b'simen kof samach beiz. V'chol zeh b'makim she'in mayim mitzuyim. This is all if water is limited. B'makim she'mayim mitzuyim. But if water is available, toiv she'yito b'shefa. It's good to wash abundantly. U'kidl'el b'simen kof nun chesif yod. So have patience. Wait until the cup fills up completely. And then do the Netilas Yadayim. Now, the Mechaber continues. V'hani milila echad. This is all for one person. Aval l'shnayim, but for two people. Shabo'u litol ke'echad, that come to wash together. Ha'achroin ein sarach. The last one doesn't need. V'afilu b'zeh achar zeh, even one after another. Uvavad shalo yafsik hakiluach, as long as the flow doesn't stop. What does this mean? Ketzad. Hoya revius mayim bakli. Let's say you had a revius in the kli. Upashad echad yadav. And somebody sticks out his hands. Ve'achyar yoytzek al yadav. And somebody pours it on his hands. Ubasheni. And a second guy comes. Upashad yadav lamatamimenu. And he sticks his hands out below. Samachli ad arishayin. V'kiluach yored al yado shel rishayin. The flow goes down from the hands of the first guy. Uli yado shel sheni. And to the hands of the second guy. Shalamatimenu. Below him. Yedei shneim tahiros. The two of their hands are tahar. So one guy puts his hands on top. Another guy puts his hands beneath. So the halacha is that the hands are, the second guy is also tahar. Afal pisha piches shir haravias kishe magim liyadav shel sheni yadav tahiros. Even though, by the time the water goes down and hits the hands of the second guy, you're missing from the shir. The shir has been detracted. Nevertheless, they're tahar. Mipnei shem boyim mishirei tahara. Because they come from the remnant of tahara. What exactly does this mean? The Mechaber started off by saying the water has to revius, but that's only for one person. But for two people that come to wash together, the last guy doesn't need. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkatan samach zayin. Le'echad, bein shenoita al shtei yada bevasachas, whether he's washing his two hands together, kagoyin ayidei acher, shital alehen. How would that be? How would somebody wash both hands together if a different person was pouring on them? Uvein shenoito yadav achas achas, or whether he's washing one hand at a time. La'olam sagi b'revius achas l'shpishtei yadav. One revius suffices for two hands. That's for sure. Umiyu, however, afilu enoi roitza lito rak yad achas. Let's say he only wants to wash one hand. Kegoin d'hoya yadav achas tar mikvar. One of his hands was already tar. Gamkein ein lifchois mishir revius. He should also not diminish from a revius. Even if he's only one washing one hand, he should not wash with less than a revius. Says the Toisefta v'huva b'beis Yosef. V'nira, mishum shebeklid tzorech revius la'olam. It would seem that in a kli, you always need a revius. The b'pachis ein shir tara. Less than a revius, there's no purification. U'kil kamei b'sif yadar. Aval al yad achas, but on one hand, in tzarech lishbeich oisakula, you don't have to pour the whole thing. In other words, a kli also always has to have the revius in it. But you don't have to pour the whole thing if you're only washing one hand. The proof is, usually when you're washing two hands, you put a half revius on each. Okay. So understand, the kli has to have a revius, but that entire revius doesn't have to be poured on the hand. Specifically, we're talking about when one of the hands was clean already. In Simon Kuf Samach Beis, Mishnah Berurah copies the words of the Achronim that you should, in practice, don't use less than a revius for each hand. Because if you pour less than a revius on each hand, there are a lot of different stringencies that should be observed. And by pouring a revius on each hand, you avoid many different halachic challenges. Anyway, like we started off saying, that you should really pour b'shefa. Our netilas yadayim cups, they probably hold more than 20 ounces, you know, so they hold well more than a revius. However, if you're on a line for a shalashudas and there are people behind you, that is not the occasion to be observing your shefa of parnasa. You say, but I want to make a lot of money. None of the nine people behind you care that you want to make a lot of money. If you want, so then you'll say the Parshas Haman tomorrow, the next day, if you want.
What? When you pour into the first hand, you don't have a revius left in the cup anymore. Why shouldn't we have to refill the cup for the second hand?
Well, first of all, why don't you have a revius? Oh, you mean if you just use the revius?
Yeah, if you have a revius in the cup, but you pour out in your first pour, then now you don't have a revius left in the cup on the other hand. Should you have to refill it?
Oh, good question. I would say, that since you started off with a revius in the kais, this kais could bring you tahara. The process began with a revius. The shear means is you need a revius for two hands. So you're right. No, I'm saying it's good enough. You started off with a revius. So then, you're right, for the second hand, you don't have revius anymore, but it's okay. The process of netilas yadayim, la'olam sagi b'revius achas b'shtei yadav. But in this case, if you're only washing one hand, you'll still need that requisite revius to start. Although you're right, when you wash two hands and you start with revius, you don't have that for the second hand. I would say that's okay. Again, this is all me'ikar adin. We'll see later on that you should try to pour a revius l'chol yad. But that's only a chumrah, and you're asking, you know, why is it only a chumrah? Me'ikar adin, the kli didn't have revius. I think that's okay, since the process started with it. Okay, shabo lito ke'achad. Kosu achreinim. Dahainu shemetchilo kivnu lito b'yachad. Reuven and Shimon from the beginning were mechavin to wash together. Therefore, even if Shimon stuck at his hands after Reuven began to pour on himself, the netila helps for him. It's like they're washing together. The water is dripping off Reuven's hand and hitting Shimon's hand. Look at this lashon. Their hands do not become tame one from another, because mitchila they were mechavin to wash together. Avlam loy kivnu mitchila, they didn't have this kavan originally. The yatzek harishon rak la'atzman, the first guy poured on his hand. The achikah pasha sheni yadav afilu koydim shenipsak kafiloch, and all of a sudden Shimon comes darting out and he sticks his hands under Reuven's, and the water hits Reuven's hand, hits Shimon's hand. Doesn't work. It's like you're washing from the remnant of the washing of your friend. He has to dry his hands. Ha'achroin ein sarach. the last guy doesn't eat. V'dafka k'she'agi o'mayim al-yadav sviv kol shir anatila shab-yadav. Provided that the water that hits the second guy's hands completely covers his hands. And then the Mechaber said, the last guy doesn't eat, even b'zeh achar zeh. What is b'zeh achar zeh? Ritz loymer. Loy mi boi. It goes without saying, kisha pashtu yideh mevas achas. When Reuven and Shimon stuck their hands out together. Zeh tacha zeh, one under the other, the mahani ha-netila shneim, that the netila helps for both of them. Ela filon pashtu yideh mevas achar kach. Even if Shimon stuck his hands out after. Kishakvar his chalitza galrishayin. When they already began to pour on the first guy. So the first guy already had his process started. Also loy netila, the netila will help for Shimon, kivan shemetchila, kivnu laze, lito yachad, since in the beginning they were mechavin for this to wash together, v'chanal. Provided that, v'vad shla yafzik ha-kiluach, says Mishabur shla yafzik ha-kiluach, da'al yidei zeh, through this chashvinan kilo nata gam ha-sheni mervi shlema. Even though the second guy never had a revius on his hand, we consider it like he did. Since the water came from the remnants of purification, it's a special chiddush that the second guy, every ounce of water that's hitting his hand had already hit Reuven's hand. We say not only is that water not tameh for Shimon, but it's like Shimon washed with the Revius, even though Revius never touched his hand. Why? Nitzuk is a chibur, provided that this was their kavana mitchila. If this was not their kavana, this cannot work. Because the Mishnah Berurah explained in Samaches, have a kenoitel b'mei rechitzas chaveroi. Ayin beis. The second guy came and he stuck his hands. It works. This is important. Diok. Ketzad, the Mechaber says, there was a revius of water in the kli, and another guy stuck his hands out. And the first guy stuck his hands out, and then the second guy sticks his hands. Lamatimenu samach liyad harishayin. He sticks them out close to the hands of the first guy. You understand? The second guy's hands are really close to the first guy. So Mishnah Berurah explains, this is an important ingredient that the second guy's hands are close to the first guy. The oz chashvinon kiyad achas, we could consider like one hand. Aval b'meruchakim, if their hands are distant, have a kamaynoita b'meri rechitzas chaveroi. So you need two ingredients. You need kavana to do this, and the second guy's hands were mamish right beneath the first guy's hands. Because then we consider it like one hand.
Is there a distance?
Can yeah, touch? Yes. Samach. The Chazon Ish understood, okay, where does this din come from? This din comes from the Beis Yosef. Look in Shar Tzion Sivkatan Ayin Gimel. Meaning this whole din of the Mechaber, that the second guy could take use of the first guy's revius, it comes from the Beis Yosef. But the Beis Yosef is Mesupik, only, maybe only if it's Samach. The Dirshu brings that the Chazon Ish understands the Beis Yosef, that the Kavana is, even if they're, that they need to be touching. I did not understand the Beis Yosef that way, based on the fact that the Mishnah Berurah didn't say that. The Mishnah Berurah said Samach. He didn't say Noigeya. However, he brings from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld and Samas Chaim, who explains the Shulchan Aruch, that the Shir, it's Smuchim b'shir she'yia nikar sheroit zemlito b'bas achas. Now the Chazon Ish paskins not like the Beis Yosef. He says the Mishnah doesn't say it's only when they're samach, so I don't know where the Beis Yosef got this from. I don't see how you could paskin not like the Beis Yosef, considering the fact that the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Beis Yosef. And I don't really understand why the Chazon Ish would understand the Beis Yosef that they should be touching. That's not mashma anywhere in the Mishnah Berurah's understanding of the Beis Yosef. I'm inclined to understand it. I mean, that's how I explained it, like the Samas Chaim, like Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, that it's samuch, it's not meruchak, but it's not, their hands are not touching. And it's enoi nifsak hakiluach. That's how, I think that's the simple understanding. That's the more simple understanding of this.
Holding hands?
What?
People touching can be matar together, like if they're going to a mikveh together holding hands, like would this be similar? Like how does this work? Like if you have two tongues?
As an Orthodox rabbi in the United States, I can't endorse that particular procedure, you know? But you want to know, in Lamdas, could that work? I don't know. According to the Chazon Ish, clearly it would work. I don't know about mikvah, but by netilas yadayim, yeah. I mean, that's what the Chazon Ish is saying. Chazon Ish is saying it would work. I maybe wouldn't have thought so. You said two things. First of all, I'm saying you don't need them to touch. And according to Chazon Ish, you see, if they are touching, it would be okay. Okay. Because then there can... Okay. Let's hold it here. Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah, okay. That's the beginning of Sif Yud Gimel.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.